Every day, we make small choices to improve our mood, like picking our favorite outfit in the morning or eating the foods we like. For people in prison, though, even the smallest choices are taken away. Casey Johnson, who uses they-them pronouns, couldn't pick the music they listen to.
Just have AM, FM radios. You know, most radio stations play the top 40 of each genre.
But for the past 7 years, state prisons across the United States have been issuing tablets similar to iPads to incarcerated people, which means that KC can now choose their music.
It was a lifesaver. It was the most wonderful thing. My mom actually passed 2 months after we got these tablets. She and I like to listen to blues a lot. So I can find music that's really reminded me of her, of home, of everything else not on the radio. My mother South gonna be
the greatest lane alive. We wanted to know more about the role music plays in the lives of incarcerated people, so we called a few. The connection was not always the best, so bear with us. Here's Joe Garcia. He is currently at High Desert Prison in California.
All throughout my everyday, day-to-day, you see guys walking around with headphones on, with earbuds in, singing along to whatever they're listening to. They'll be reciting their own type of rap lyrics. They'll be in circles comparing things. You used to
call me on my... My name is Jeffrey Sockley, and I'm currently in the State Correctional Institution in southwestern Pennsylvania. They will speak of, oh, this Drake is the greatest artist, or no, you have Coolie G, what, back in the day, you know, conversations like that. And I know when that hotline bling,
that can only mean one thing. In my previous life, I was sort of misanthropic. Like, I just did not like a lot of people. And so music is one facet of me trying to open my heart and really appreciate people for who they are and just look at the humanity. And I really do see that a lot in other incarcerated guys.
Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, and you just listen to it like before you're going to bed. And whatever went through, whatever was going on in that day, my mind just gets to float to somewhere else.
And it really reminds me of sort of the innocent person I was before I went down the path of criminality and got into drugs and all those type of pitfalls that so many of us go through. I'm not a princess, this ain't a fairy tale. The thing that really got me about Taylor Swift's lyrics is I'm like just totally in love with the woman I left behind when I got locked up. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around. I kind of interpret White Horse my own way. The woman I love is like my knight in shining armor. Like the fairy tale romance of it all takes me back to a much more idyllic time and kind of keeps me focused on recapturing that type of sentiment as I go forward in life. It's too late to catch
me now. We definitely talk about the artists we like and concerts we want to go to. My release date's in 3 years. Live music and festivals and concerts, that's what I'm really, really looking forward to. The last concert was probably Velvet Revolver in 2004. So you think you can tell. I feel like going to something like that, it would still be like it was when I was younger, or I hope it is. Everybody getting along, everybody's in it together. Hearing a song is one way for me to go back to my past life and relive good memories. Even when I get out, the songs that I've listen to and hear will remind me of my strength and endurance and everything that got me through. It's very important. It's a powerful tool, music is.
That was Casey Johnson, Joe Garcia, and Jeff Shockley. All three of them have been convicted of murder. Garcia is serving a life sentence and is eligible for parole this year. Shockley is also serving a life sentence and has not been granted parole. They are all part of the Prison Journalism Project. That's a nonprofit that gives incarcerated people a voice through journalism. How I wish you were here.